Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions in by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Hey, Colin. When is the best time to start drawing Social Security and how do I know if I should delay it?
When it comes to this question, what I like to dive into, and all my clients hear this at one point or another from me, and what I found is that your best friend's dog's uncle's monkey's aunt's sister has an opinion about Social Security and when you should file for it. What we need to understand is we need to go through some of the circumstances, some of the questions that need to be asked in order to answer this question. So really, it's not necessarily about when should everyone be filing for Social Security, but it's all dependent upon each individual circumstance. Social Security is a very intimate conversation. It's something that can't be sent to the masses to tell everyone to do the exact same thing. So let's jump into some of the questions that we should be asking as we decide when to turn on Social Security. What should I draw it at 62 or should I wait till 70? Some of the questions we need to start looking at that determine Social Security is one of them is the hardest question to answer in our whole lives, which is how long do I think I'm going to be around for? Well, we can do that by looking at our health. We can look at our parents, our grandparents, how long they lived for, their health, circumstances of their lives. And then we start looking and saying, all right, am I married? Am I divorced? Am I widowed? Am I remarried? Do I have kids in the house? When am I going to stop working? Do I want to work longer? Because that could have some impact as well. As in, if you file at 62, you have some penalties if you make too much money while you're on Social Security. Once you get to your full retirement age, which for most now is about 67, and it's dependent upon the year that you're born. Once you hit that age, you can make as much money as you want without having an implication or penalty on your Social Security. As well as we go through and we're answering this question on when to file, or if I should delay it, or if I should take it early, we also look at your other assets. So we look, what kind of other money do I have? Do I have 401ks? Do I have IRAs? Do I have Roths? Do I have non-qualified money or money at the bank that I've paid taxes on, but if I try and grow it again, the interest is taxable to me. These things actually matter when we're looking at Social Security. A lot of folks, a lot of financial advisors, in fact, don't even talk about this. And the thing I'm hinting at is that Social Security, as of right now, how the laws stand, is taxable to you. Now, it's dependent upon how you get taxed. It's dependent upon how much money you make. So your Social Security can be taxable to you at 0% taxes. Or 50% of your Social Security could be taxed, or 85% of your Social Security could be taxed. Again, as the law stands right now, the highest bracket that you'll fall into is 85% of your Social Security being taxed at whatever tax bracket you're in. So if I'm getting a $1,000 distribution each month, the most of the government can tax it as of right now is $850 of it at whatever tax bracket I'm in, whether I'm in the 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, 37, whatever it is that I'm in, whatever tax bracket I'm in, that's how much taxes I'm going to pay on 85%, meaning that I get 15% of my Social Security tax-free. But with some planning, there's what we call the tax-free retirement. And how we look at that is we start looking and saying, all right, what does my income look like and how can I get it to a place where I can have a tax-free retirement? I can be living off of $100,000, but I can be paying zero taxes when I take the distributions. My Social Security doesn't get taxed because I have my money in the right place. This is challenging, but very possible if you're strategic and get to the game pretty early on and start doing some planning around taxes around Social Security. Again, a lot of advisors don't talk about the Social Security taxation and the impact it has on you and your dollars. Now, the current administration has talked about how they don't want to have Social Security be taxed ever again. This could come up and this could really change the game for seniors, and this would be an incredible experience for seniors. There's a lot of uphill to go through here. There's a lot of red flags we have to cut through in order for Social Security to never be taxed again. As of right now, something to note, as we talk about taxes of Social Security and trying to cut those, Social Security, in theory, runs out of current money by about 2035. All the reports say right around that time, 2035, the current fund will run out of money. And what that means is not that Social Security is going to be gone in general, but new money will come in to replace that old money that's gone. And it'll be able to replace somewhere between 75 to 85%, depending on who you're talking to. So we have this range. What that means is, again, if I'm getting a $1,000 benefit on my Social Security right now, if Congress doesn't come together, solve some problems with Social Security, get it solvent for longer, in 2035, I will be getting either, again, $1,000, I might drop down to $750 a month, or I could be at $850 a month if nothing gets fixed, which we've seen throughout history that things do get fixed on Social Security. They have made the adjustments, but this is a really big moment in our history of our Social Security that there's got to be some really substantial adjustments. Now, by taking away the Social Security taxation, those adjustments would have to be quite larger than even now. So we have some implications there. What we want to start looking at is saying, all right, now that we've asked all those questions about when am I going to be around, what kind of assets do I have, what's my marital status, then we can start jumping in and saying, when do I need the income and what does that make sense for me? Let's say that there's a Colin out there that took his Social Security at 62, and then there's a Colin out there that waited till 70 to get his Social Security. What we found is the break-even tables where we make more money waiting till 70 years old is right around 82 to 83 years old. That's how long I need to believe I'm going to live in order for me to make more money waiting till 70. But here's the problem that I have with this. Let's say I did take it at 62 and I lived to 100. That might not have been the most prudent plan. Or on the flip side, I waited till 70 and I died at 75 years old. Well, that's probably not the right path for me either. And so there's always a middle ground. There's with Social Security, it has a little bit of the math. Then we have a little bit of the art. And we need to make sure that those two pieces intertwine and make it sense for your Social Security to give you what you need out of it. Again, it has a better taxation no matter what. So getting more out of Social Security, we have a little bit better advantage there. So some of the things that people bring up is, well, they're worried that Social Security will be gone in general and it won't be there at all. So a lot of folks will take it early expecting this. Well, this has been a thought for many, many, many years that Social Security is going bankrupt faster than what they say, but it's still here. And they've made the changes. When I say they, the government's come in and fixed Social Security to make it solvent for longer. So I'm not very worried about this FOMO, this fear of missing out. And some folks don't understand the math when it comes to Social Security. In fact, when we start doing tax planning around Social Security, a lot of times we can bring that break-even point, that 82 to 83 years old, in which I believe I need to live in order to make more money on Social Security. That break-even point, if we do some tax planning around Social Security, could potentially be dropped down to 78 to 79 years old. And that's a big jump. Doesn't seem like it, but that's a big jump. And if we can get our Social Security to make me more money by waiting, that's a lot of power. Some things that we don't realize when we're looking at this is we're only sometimes looking at our immediate needs, not our spouse's. We need to look at long-term just as much as we need to look at short-term, and we need to look at your family needs, not just your individual needs. So what we do is if this makes sense, if you're like, I don't know what to do with Social Security, I don't know how to get the Social Security out that's best for me, or if someone comes to you with this strong opinion and says, hey, you need to take your Social Security at 62, you have no other choice. And then you have another friend who will come back and be like, oh, no, you have to wait till 70. That's the only way. Again, your best friend's dog's uncle's monkey's aunt has an opinion. And it makes sense to sit down with somebody who specializes in Social Security and can look at your specific circumstances and how it applies to your entire plan. Social Security is not just one outlier. It combines with everything else and should be integrated into a holistic plan.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.